These are your dreams. Dreams that take you to magical lands. You need to get away. It's time to take a break from all the bodies and the snakes. It's like a claw machine, but free. But first I need to see some ID.
Free on your birthday.
Oh, it's like a hurricane of ice cream Saturday night.
Free on your birthday.
It's not technically tequila, but it's borderline.
All right, welcome to Free on Your Birthday. Hold on, Mark, I gotta adjust my seat. All right, welcome to Free on Your Birthday. That was too hot.
Adjust your seat. You are too high. I've said that about you.
I know. Last time you were like, this doesn't work. The microphone is too low. But now I've adjusted. I'm very low. I feel like I'm a child at a dining table.
It's Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Just my elbows up like, here I am. But you're back in Chicago.
I am.
And I'm on spring break when this goes up. So technically, we've only been apart like 3 days. So I don't know.
I know.
I don't know what new you have in your life.
Not a lot. not a lot at all, to be honest with you.
How was your flight back? There's a lot of airplane news.
Yeah, that was fun right before we took off to hear that they had grounded most of the 737s, but not ours, and we were fine.
Good.
It's a little bit bumpy getting up in the air, but no nosedives, so I guess it was fine. Yeah.
That's good.
I'm trying to think what did I watch on the plane? So Southwest has, you know, their in-flight entertainment you can watch on your phone or your smart device.
Yeah, free TV.
Free TV. And they have a bunch of, depending on what you get. But for the flight between Nashville and Chicago is only an hour. So it's not worth paying for anything, you know, internet or a movie or whatever. But I watched one of their, they have a whole channel of Walt Disney World programming, short,
nine-minute
videos. I think it's a newer thing, but it's an actual Southwest host. I mean, I don't know if he's a real employee or just somebody they hired and put in a shirt. But so I watched the one on the Animal Kingdom, and it's recent. I know it's recent because, and look, we're not going to divert into a Disney podcast.
No, but I want to know about this because I fly Southwest all the time.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of stuff, but so it's new because they talk about Pandora, the world of Avatar. But at one point, they're talking about Expedition Everest. And he's like, yeah, you know, there's a rumor that there's a Yeti at the top of this thing or whatever. So he rides it, and they show footage of the Yeti, like, reaching out at the cars and swinging it.
Stock footage.
I'm like, guys, come on. That thing hasn't happened in over 10 years. don't sell these people a bill of goods. That thing doesn't move anymore. But
yeah.
So otherwise, it was fine. And then I tried watching because now we're going to dip into Scare Zone a little bit because – I finally tried watching Jigsaw. We've talked about on your other podcast how I am one of the few diehard fans of the Saw franchise, but which was strange for me because I don't really like the blood and guts torture porn movies. But can we say torture porn on this show? Is that okay?
You did.
I said it twice. So I started watching that on the plane, and I realized. Probably not the best thing to watch on an airplane, like publicly, you know, where
people looking next to you going, what are you watching over there?
I've watched Ash vs. Evil Dead on the plane multiple times coming back and forth between Nashville. And I do kind of put my phone down when I see something, but that gore is more comical. You know, it's like they go out of their way to use like way more blood than the human body could contain and things. But this one, it opens up with, if you'll recall from the haunted house at Horror Nights a couple years ago, there's all these people hooked up to chains and they're being pulled towards a bunch of saw blades in the wall. That's how the movie opens. Okay. And I was like, ugh. But the crazy thing is he says, you need to give a sacrifice of blood to save yourself. And so the first girl realizes you just need to cut yourself and you'll be free. And I just saw it coming and I just like, I guess I jumped. My wife's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I can't watch this on an airplane. I'm too amped up as it is.
Yeah,
I just shut it off.
I don't know
so.
How you do that. I can't do that like on regular days. Even stuff, Amanda and I have talked about this, and I think it's just the fact that we're tired, we're parents. When like we like finally like get TV, adult TV time, it's like, okay, like we wanted to watch the last Wizarding World, whatever, whatever it's called.
Oh, Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah, I haven't seen that. The new one.
The Crimes of Grindelwald.
You saw it, right?
I did. Yeah. I saw it in theater, actually.
Yeah. So we just missed it. We've missed everything. Miss Mary Poppins. Both of those came out this week. And like, I'm like, all right, we're going to sit down and watch this because it's like, we've been really wanting to watch it. And then like, it got finally like, put the kids down, got into bed. And we're like, all right, we turned on the TV. And it's like, you want to watch Total Bellas instead? And that's ended up happening. It's like Total Bellas, I can like watch and like play on my phone, and like then we watch Shark Tank, same thing. It's just a different kind of entertainment. And look, I'm not the preacher of reality television. Total Bellas is my one, I don't know what you call it, guilty pleasure, because it like combines like the kind of shows that like my wife likes and some of the more reality stuff. She doesn't even really watch any of those shows, but like. It appeals to me as the wrestling fan. Like, it appeals to everybody in my family. So we'll sit down and watch Total Bellas and then Shark Tank, which I feel like Shark Tank is now, and now it's gonna, that's going to sound ridiculous, has jumped the Shark Tank because it's, I feel like we're running out of ideas. I feel like they're running out of people. It's like American Idol. We got to take a couple years off just for new people to come up with ideas, because I feel like they're only coming up with ideas to take to Shark Tank. They're insane. And then, that's where I kind of remember. Let me look up what the first one was. There was one out this time. I was like, this is the worst. Oh, it wasn't even the worst idea. It just seemed like not a business. And it was a service that when someone calls you or a telemarketer calls you, it then plays a recording to them of like somebody trolling them.
Oh, all right.
So, like, let's say it's like, hi. So they'll string along telemarketers through these robotic answers, and they're all kind of funny, and all of a sudden, they'll be like, a fight will break out at the household, and they'll keep them on the phone. And the idea is it keeps them on the phone long enough so they're not calling other people. But it's also only the numbers that they have blocked, and as anyone who gets telemarketing calls knows, like, it's not usually the same number. Like, they come up with new numbers all the time.
Yeah, they switch it up.
And, like, even now on iPhones, it'll say, like, this is a telemarketer, but still half the time, it doesn't. So I don't know. That was like one of those ones I was like throwing stuff at the wall. And I think they got I think they lost out a deal because of like 2%. It makes me mad. I like start throwing things. I don't know.
I can't believe someone was willing to actually invest in that. I want to know who was going to make them the deal is what I want to know.
I think it was Mr. Wonderful.
Was it Mr. Wonderful? Well, that seems like in character, I guess.
And he was like putting in like not much money, and he wanted like half the business. He wanted like,
as usual.
But it was like a horrible deal. But it was like one of those ideas. I'm like, you came up with this idea for Shark Tank. Like, there's nowhere else where this is. I don't know. That was my reality TV viewing of the week. Other than that, it's been pretty limited.
Well, I have an idea. I don't know if I would see what you think. Should I take this to Shark Tank? I've had this idea for years, actually. I think it was my wife's idea.
Right, you thousands I may have stolen it from my nobody wife. Steal this idea.
Whatever. The idea is it's a tube. You know, have you ever seen those like cheap squirt guns where it's literally just like a giant syringe?
Oh yeah,
you pull
those.
The stick back, fill it. Yeah, like so it's something like that. But at the end, pool toy. That's what it is. But at the end, they'd almost have like a pad, or even you could even make it hand shaped if you wanted to be creative, with like a little dispenser at the end, and you'd fill the thing up with either lotion or sunscreen. I was thinking sunscreen. And this way, and I have like a trigger on the handle, and that way you could apply sunscreen to your own back.
Okay, explain this one more time.
Okay, so it's like a tube. It's like a tube with a trigger at one end and like a pad or a hand of some kind of flat piece at the other end that you could then turn it over your shoulder and squeeze the trigger and rub sunscreen on your own back, or lotion if you have dry skin like I do. And that way you wouldn't need someone to help you if you're at the beach alone or at the pool.
So kind of like a back scratcher meets...
But it's a lotion dispenser.
Yeah, it meets a lotion. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, and it wouldn't scratch because it'd have to be flat to rub it, rub it in. But and so I thought it'd be kind of cute to make it hand shaped. You could even if you could license with Disney, you could make it shaped like a Mickey glove.
Yeah, I think of like a very realistic human hand.
That would be I mean, really, if you wanted it for horror fans, you could have like a severed hand at the end. I don't know. It's up to you.
I mean, it's not a terrible idea.
I feel like in China, you could make 100 of them for a nickel. Sell it. At the dollar store for a dollar or something, still make money.
Well, I may have a guy in China for us to work with. So,
all right,
we just have to kind of like draw it out and figure it out. What you probably need to find is just go on Alibaba or AliExpress or DHgate, and find who makes those syringe pool toys.
That's what I, yeah, that's where
and
it starts.
And then just be like, all right, here's what we want it to do. And then find someone who could, I'm supposed to be getting a package, a custom piece from China today in the mail. And I'll talk about that next show. And I'm curious to see the actual quality when it shows up.
Huh.
So, but it's out for delivery. I don't know if I'll end up getting it or if it'll be, if no one's at the house, if it'll be, I don't know, if you have an international package, I feel like you have to sign for it. I'm not sure if that's true, but it feels like it.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Well, I've never had an international package. Yeah, ever since our last show, and we talked about Funko Pops, and we talked about that documentary, I watched that documentary that night, like I said I would. I didn't get through the whole thing, as we discussed. It kind of becomes monotonous after a while. It's just people telling how their story about how they love Funko. But it was I thought the first half was interesting. I was really into the guy who started it and his buddies. But I just the whole time I was watching, I was like, man, there's got to be our own, like, well, it wasn't, they didn't start with Pops. They started with, what they call Wacky Wobblers, the bobbleheads.
Yeah.
I was like, what could be our Wacky Wobbler? Like, there's got to be something that doesn't even seem like it would become a billion-dollar industry, but it's there. I mean, it was basically the Pet Rock. They came up with the Pet Rock of their generation, and it's blossomed into this huge company.
Yeah. Well, they also, they capitalized off the vinyl toy movement that was happening, and also...
A movement happening? I guess I missed the movement.
I mean,
I thought they created the movement.
I mean, technically, if you want to go back, I don't know when they started. What year did they start? Because like
it was
Disney,
like 97.
Okay, so yeah, that was they may have been the people that started the movement, but really, Funko Pops have been popular for a couple years now, a handful of years,
I'd say 5 years. I mean, less than 10 years for
less
sure.
Less than 10 years. And I feel like,
I say for sure as if I know.
I think less than Japan, 10. Vinyl figures have been very popular. And also, like, even think Disney did Vinylmation for how long? I mean, for a long time, those things were out there.
Yeah, but that's post 2000.
I know,
I guarantee you.
But not that far. Like, there was a vinyl toy thing happening, and they figured out how to capitalize on coming up with a cool thing that they don't have to pay the rights to the stars, that they don't have to, you know. Because even their... So do they do the in-action figures or not in-action figures? What are they called? Like
It isn't. Maybe it's reaction figures.
Reaction figures. In-action figures.
Believe so. I don't know if they made them or they liked them. I'm holding one in my hand right now, actually.
Who do you got?
Sam from Trick or Treat. The only one I own. It's odd you said that. He was laying right in front of me. Yeah, I believe that Funko does sell those. I don't know if they make them or not, but they've contracted to.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'm only sure of it because I'm thinking of in the documentary when they show their booth. Yeah. It was one of the names up on there.
And I haven't seen that documentary in a couple of years or whenever it came out. I don't know. But I don't know what – I mean, if I could tell you the idea right now, I probably wouldn't say it on the air. But I don't
know. Well, no. That one I don't want. Listen, I'm willing to risk
– You know, I know some of this is just finding – you know, getting lightning in the bottle. I don't think it's possible to just – you know, to just go poof. It's like occasionally that will happen, but
– I feel that whatever the thing is – will never sound like it's going to be that big of an idea. You know, it's usually, it's like, I don't think they expected the big boy bobblehead to turn into what it is 20 years later for them or 22 years later. So, I believe that's kind of like the idea would never. So if you go to the Funko website, they're really pushing some kind of Pokemon thing. They got coming a whole line of Pokemon merchandise. Logan, I'm going to warn you right now. I'm dying right now. I just poured a Feisty Cherry Diet Coke.
Oh, goodness.
Have you ever had this?
Yes. I thought we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Do we not?
No, I don't think so.
Amanda, my wife, accidentally purchased me that because I've been on this diet. I can have Diet Coke, but I'm not in excess, but I'll have one or two, you know. And it just sounded funny. That's like, I don't drink very often, but I have one or two. And I was like, I had a Cherry Coke, Coke Zero at like Walgreens or something. I was like, oh, this is great. This is like what I needed.
It's
like,
delicious.
It like had like the perfect combo. But like, and especially when I'm on this hardcore diet, like it was a different flavor. So Amanda's like, all right, I'll pick you up some when I'm at the store. And she comes back and she's like, oh, it, you know, here's what it is. And I open it. I had no idea what I was drinking. Poured it out. Took a sip. And it was the worst and best experience of my life at the same time.
Did it choke you? Yeah.
I had no idea. Well, once I knew what it was, I was, you know, very excited about it. I actually kind of like it. But the first time around, oh boy. So if you don't know, Feisty Cherry Diet Coke. It's like one of those tall, skinny, tall boys. Like, it looks like it's in a Red Bull can.
Mm-hmm.
And it is spicy cherry Coke. I guess is the best way to say
it. It has chili in it. It has chili in it.
Yeah, like it has a cherry and a chili, like in the logo, I think.
Is that what that is? I didn't even see. I didn't catch on. I drank it too, and all of a sudden I started choking and coughing because something was burning my throat. I'm like, "What the heck is this?"
Yeah, I told. Oh, I'm glad you did the same thing because I told Amanda. I was like, "I don't." She's like, "What's happening?" I was like, "It's like Diet Coke flavored salsa."
Yeah, it's weird,
there's no other way to really describe it. Like it weirdly is satisfying, but it's also like medicine-y. I don't know. I was very mixed on it. I have a couple just in case I need to spice it up. But so are you?
Oh my gosh!
Is this your first time with one?
No, but I haven't had one in a while, and it's the same thing. Like, I like it, but oh my gosh, it still sneaks up on you.
Yeah, and I've noticed that it doesn't seem to be consistent. There's some feisty cherry, or maybe it's just my taste buds, but sometimes it's
right.
It's hot. Like, sometimes my lips are, and then sometimes my lips are, like, on fire.
Yeah, I've had some that are intolerable. This one's okay, but it is kind of choking me a little bit. I'm going through the Funko website. They have a whole line. They have a bunch of action figures, but I'm looking at the vaulted ones. They had Dark Crystal action figures, which I did not know about, and I'm really upset. They did the Suicide Squad action figure. They do all the Five Nights at Freddy's toys.
The show Game is pretty much, if you like Funkos, you like collectibles, and do you like the Rainforest Cafe, we're your home. We're a very specific
I mean, that's
group.
Kind of what we've become, yeah, without even... there's a whole line of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
There's
Reaction. Yeah.
I don't have any. I almost purchased some of those. I have a Rocky Horror... I have
Duck.
Dr. Frankenfurter Duck, yeah, that's in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. But I don't have much more than that. I have a couple Rocky Horror items, but Rocky Horror items are kind of hard to display. It's like, oh, what you got?
Yeah,
there?
For sure, especially with kids. Yeah,
you got this man in lingerie who's you know.
Oh, they did the Legacy Rocketeer figure, which is actually amazing.
Yeah,
and that's vaulted. So if you see that, grab it. See now, I'm like now. See now, this is how you fall down these holes. We're like, wait, well, I should. If I saw that, I would definitely want it now, even though I'm not a collector of things. But it's hard to get.
Yeah, I don't need any more of that in my life. I spend so much time, money, and energy on collecting that I don't even have, like. Even though I have like big shelves and stuff, I'm just running out of spots. The stuff that's frameable and hangable is okay. Like I feel like I have room for that in some areas, but I don't have a ton. Like I'm just. I love them so much, though. The thing is, I like it. Someone put on Facebook that was like, I shared it in our group, and it was a picture of like a very like an old school study that was like dark mahogany woods and old books, and it like showed a man cave, and it's like, oh, don't you want a study instead of a man cave?
Like, I did see that.
I was like, and this is like a Disney artist who shared it, who many of you guys would probably know. Does a lot of like Disney fine art and does things like that. It said ditch the man cave and bring back the study. Education, intelligence, thoughtfulness, logic, wisdom, kindness, the ability to communicate in sexier than self-indulgent materialism any day. I have never put anything in my man cave or my man loft or my office and thought, oh, this is going to be sexy. Like, I don't feel like... Now, look, I like a good study. I like the way they look. Mainly because I like the Clue and, like, horror movies. You know, I feel like it's something that you should have as a mastermind. But this guy's missing the whole point of why we collect, I feel like.
Buddy, they did a whole series of Fantastic Mr. Fox action figures.
Oh, I did not know that.
How did you miss those? There was four of them. Kylie, Mr. Fox, Ash with the sock over his face... and Rat.
I'll have to take a look at those. I'd love to have that. The Ash one.
They're vaulted. Good luck finding them. They're vaulted now.
Well, there's a little thing there's a little thing called Makari. That both of those.
Well, that's true.
You can pretty much find anything you could ever want on those sites. I wish Makari
sponsored good news.
Now they're like sponsoring all podcasts. I'm like, I've been talking about you before anyway.
But not us. I know. What was I listening to one? Richard Blaze, who's a chef. He was on Top Chef a couple times. He has a podcast and it's sponsored by Walt Disney World. And I'm like, what the heck? This one they sponsor one that's completely well, I guess they'd have to. They can't sponsor any.
Yeah, they don't need to. Those people, they are
Disney podcast.
So it looks like the Mr. Fox action figures. One, they were McDonald's toys, which I didn't know.
Really?
Yeah, but the Funko ones, some of these are only like $15-$20. They're not too bad.
That's not bad.
Mr. Fox looks like it's 70. That's a lot, but.
Yeah, that's probably rare. That's probably the chaser.
They look okay. I mean, they're bigger than I thought they'd be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll keep looking. I'll keep playing around and seeing what I find. I listen to...
They also...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, no, no. Nope. You just mentioned podcasts, but you go ahead and I'll move the topic along in a second.
Oh, okay. No, they also did a reaction figure of the Rocketeer, but it looks really weird. It looks dumpy.
Yeah, I know. I saw those at our local Toys R Us when they were there, and I did not like them at all.
Nah,
I thought that's like what you were talking about, actually. They looked like junk.
Oh, no. They did a good... They have a... It's a Legacy Collection Rocketeer figure that looks really good. It's really detailed and whatnot, but... Well, good news, by the way. Quick callback. I don't need to have surgery on my hand.
Congratulations.
If I had like a little... I did have to get a corduroy. I had to get a corduroy shot.
A little bear.
Yeah, that's right. Nope. My hand, you can hear it rubbing together. No, I had to get a cortisone shot in my hand, in the bottom of my hand today. And that's not pleasant.
No.
It's not as bad as when they're electrocuting you, then jabbing you with needles, but it's certainly not fun because he's like, now it's not an exact science. I just kind of have to make an educated guess. So
if you...
He's like, so if you feel like an electric shock running up your finger, let me know. Well, that happened 3 times before he finally said, okay, I need to stop. He's like, I got most of it in. I'm like, what? So, yeah, that was my morning. But
buying a new car, which feels like it's not that much different when it comes to...
Yeah. Did you find something? You don't have to say what, but did you find something?
I did. I actually did. This, I'd say, probably the most pleasant car buying experience ever because of the technology of the internet. I went on to the dealership. I found the car I wanted. I did the internet purchase. I got connected with the internet sales associate. He took all my information, my credit applications, my driver's license ID, everything. So when I got to the dealership this morning, it was just going through like a few things in finance. It still took about an hour and a half, as it always does. But better than like the 6 hours it usually takes. And I was in and out of there pretty quick. It wasn't too bad. I'll definitely use this guy again. He did say, he's like, I didn't know, because I actually drove about 30, 40 minutes because it was the only place I had the car I wanted. And he's like, I would have known, I would have just driven it to you. You could have done all this at home. I'm like, well, thanks.
Thanks.
I'm like, well, that's good to know. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
I didn't get to go to the giant car vending machine. I wanted to do that, but.
Carvana.
Yeah.
Or Carvana.
Yeah, I've heard mixed results there, but I just wanted to do the put the coin in, the car comes out. That just sounded fun.
Did you get the car you told me you were thinking of getting?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, probably. Funko has their own exclusive line called Wetmore Forest. They're little creatures. That's part of their fan. It's one of their fandoms. How about that?
Well, one of the things that our audience clearly also does is have lots of opinions and listen to a lot of podcasts. Because yesterday, I put up a post that was just like, hey, because it's true. Like, I think this happens. Hopefully, it doesn't happen with us. But there are certain times. I have times and seasons with podcasts. It's like, I'll go through and I'll be listening to them weekly, hardcore, and then it's just like, I need something fresh. I need something new, even if I'm just adding it on. So I was like, I need some new shows. And my goodness, within 15 minutes, I had hundreds of suggestions. So much so that I couldn't even take them all in. I was like, I don't know what I'm looking at. A lot of people suggesting the big boys and the ones that I've heard before. But finally one person was like, have you heard Mike Tyson's podcast? And my night and my day have been blown away by Mike Tyson as a podcast where he may indulge in things that are not legal in all 50 states and have guests almost like we listen to Burt Cast, almost like that, as some of the similar guests, comedians, actors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's him and another guy who used to play for the Chicago Bears, and they have these guests who they spend about an hour with them, and it's Mike Tyson kind of interviewing. A lot of times it ends up people interviewing Mike Tyson. I feel like it's these celebrities are like, hold on, can I ask you something? You're telling me about the ear thing. But I just listened to it. It's not for kids, certainly. And it is, like I said, it's weirdly similar in like a Rogan or a Burt, where it has that kind of interview guest sort of concept. But it is fascinating. And it is, you hear crazy stories. If you're a boxing fan, there's great stuff, which I am, but it is also... really good stuff in it. But I just heard Michael Rapaport's episode.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really care. Like, I was like, okay, I mean, I like him. Like, you know.
Right.
I got no, beef with Michael Rapaport, but I'm not in the fan club. And it was fantastic. I loved it. And a lot of it was just about how Mike Tyson wears New Balance now.
Okay.
Because he's like a dad. He's like, my back hurts. And he's very comfortable. And Michael Rapaport was, hooking him up with a New Balance rep. And it was fantastic. I loved it. It made me love Mike Tyson even more. And then I heard an episode with Roseanne, which was wild. And if you can imagine Roseanne, even like, you know, in a room that's making her mind maybe go a little crazy, it was nuts. It was really fun. I mean, it's a really fun listen. So that was the one that stuck out. I haven't really gone through everybody else's, but that one where they said Mike Tyson, I was like, Mike Tyson has a podcast? Like the last person, I would think, like Joey Diaz is on one episode.
Yeah, I was just listening to that one, but I had to shut it off.
Oh man, it's just...
To talk about not safe for a workplace or whatever. Yeah, or kids. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet, so I can imagine. Yeah. I'm going to see a comedian next week that I heard on BurtCast like a few months ago, which is, oh crud, what's his name? He's from Alabama. His name is, oh man, Rocky Dale Davis. So I don't know why that
meant. I know the name, but I can't think of
he's like a younger Southern comedian. He lives in Vegas, and he was really funny on there. Had a lot of stuff that hits close to home with our family, especially with my wife, and she was like, just like, she grew up maybe like 20 minutes from my wife, so they have a very similar, some similar stories. So I'm going to see him. Actually, I think when you're in town, if you want to come, I don't know if you can get away from the kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Rockadale Davis?
Yeah, I think it's at the small little theater. It's on, I think it's on the Wednesday night that you're here. Which I told my boy about the birthday plans. And we probably don't want to say everything on the show. We won't say when.
Yeah, no.
But he was, he's pumped.
Cool.
Not our birthday.
Actually, we are, yeah. It's not our birthday. It's not our birthday party that we may or may not be holding one day.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Actually, we're leaving Wednesday. But that's all right. You have to go without me.
I know you're coming in for that short of a period of time.
Well, we're coming in. Well, we're coming in Sunday.
Let's move on.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Not that we're trying to not, like, tell you guys our personal lives, but
I know.
There are certain things we can keep closer to the vest.
And we're staying at.
I was trying to think of a funny place, and I couldn't come up with it. Wherever Will and the Grease are right now on their podcast adventure.
What is it, the Beaumont?
The Beaumont Inn.
I mean, that's public knowledge. We're not giving away anything.
Oh, no, yeah, they were advertising.
I've been trying to keep up with the Instagram stories, but
it's
a lot.
There's too many.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I was like, I can't follow this. So I wish I was there. It looks like a lot of fun. But I do feel like if I was there and I had no idea what I was talking about, it wouldn't, like, if they went on a Rainforest Cafe weekend with us.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I go there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'd be like the guy in the corner being like, this tastes good, I think.
And then yeah, I know.
There being good? Like, no, you got to see the
tastes like booze.
See, this guy's the cheetahs over here. This is special. It's a different kind of animatronic. Not made at the one in Orlando, made at this animatronic company.
That's interesting. I wonder if they do use different... Because, you know, I was talking to... I struck up a conversation on LinkedIn. I don't know if that counts as a conversation, but with a guy who worked for Great Wolf Lodge as one of their creatives. He was kind of like their version of an Imagineer. And I was talking to him about the one that we used to go to, which is just over the border in Wisconsin. It's in the Wisconsin Dells. And they have a little, like, fountain that has, like, a animatronic show every night. The kids sit around the floor and it tells a story about Native Americans and animals and whatever. And they're really, like, I mean, very simple animatronics. I mean, they kind of are about a notch above the Small World dolls at best. In fact, they kind of look like Precious Moments characters, to bring it all back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, But then, in some of their newer ones, someone was like, well, did you have the one with the bear and the this and that? I'm like, what? So, apparently, I was talking to this guy, and he said, yeah, certain ones, like the ones that they're building in Orlando and out east or whatever, they use one company, and then the older ones use some other company. So, you'll actually see different animatronics at different, and different shows at different locations. So, I wonder if Rainforest, if they just use one manufacturer, or if, I don't know if, like,
they
if...
They look pretty much the same.
Yeah, they do. Like, yeah, all the tigers and stuff do.
Yeah, yours has, like, dolphins and stuff. But, like, I feel like the gorillas
but they don't
are
move.
The same. And
yeah.
I've never really noticed. But I've only been to probably maybe... I've probably been to more than I'd like to admit. I've probably been to 10 locations nationwide. But I've mainly been to ours here and the ones in Orlando recently. I mean, there's not that many left, I don't think. How many? It was, like, 30? 32?
I was reading about this last night. I mean, admittedly... Oh, let's see. Yeah, I know you because that's why I brought you. Told me that the anniversary is happening or coming up or something.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. No, it was like I think in February.
Oh, we missed
it. 25th anniversary of the Rainforest Cafe, and nobody cared. I didn't get an email. I didn't get. I mean, Come on.
Yeah, why wouldn't they celebrate that?
I would buy 25th anniversary gear.
I know. I know. They don't listen to us.
It's because because I was working at Nickelodeon when they celebrated their 25th anniversary, and they decided to not, they just called it their big birthday because they didn't want kids to be like, oh, it's old.
Oh, well, I don't think Landry's thinks that far and thinks that deep into it, though. I just feel like they're ignoring the brand, which makes me nervous. But because you would think that would be one of their top producers, but I don't know. So they have three in Florida. Can you guess where the third one is? You know there's two at Disney.
Two at Disney and one in Panama City?
Nope. The Sunrise at Sawgrass Mills in Sunrise, Florida. I don't know where that is. I have no idea where Sunrise, Florida
is. Sawgrass is like a very famous golf course in Florida.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, yeah, I've heard that, actually.
So, let me see. Sunrise. I mean, I'm not going to make the trek to Sunrise for this, but...
No. Where is that in regards to Orlando, though?
That's what I'm trying to check. I went there when I was a kid a bunch of times, because it was always on the way to where my grandparents lived. But I'm not. But if you told me like on a map where is it, I don't think I could tell you.
I don't know. All right. There's one in Tennessee, so that's four so far, which you know about.
Yeah. Okay, New Jersey, I'm like guessing. South Florida. It's actually it was pretty close to where you were in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, because Sunrise is...
Yeah, in Hollywood.
Yeah. That's where the Panthers play. It's where the Florida Panthers play, I believe.
Yes.
I should have known that. New Jersey, I thought would only have one. I was thinking, because I know there's one in Atlantic City. There's two in New Jersey. There's another one in Edison, New Jersey, at the Menlo Park Mall. Now, I imagine that's named after Thomas Edison.
Sure.
Wasn't he from New Jersey? I don't know. Anyway.
Was he?
I might have just made that up. So far there are 3, 4, 5, 6. New York has one,
Manhattan,
and it's a franchise location in Niagara Falls.
Oh, there's not even one in New York City.
No, so that's 7. Landry's Select members do not earn points and cannot redeem rewards because it's a franchise location.
One, I didn't know that was a thing. Two, why?
I did not either. Why have we not looked into this?
I didn't know. Look, we're going to start a GoFundMe right now. GoFundMe because...
Oh, my gosh.
Because if we could...
I want to do this.
Because if we had our own owner-operated rainforest, it would be so much better.
Yes. But you will receive a 10% discount on your purchases and still get priority seating. So you don't earn points, but you still get a discount and priority seating.
At Barton
so
Logan's, you're gonna earn points.
We'll have our own point system.
Yes.
How about that?
It's going to be...
Now the question is, where would we put it, though? Because there's three in my area. There's one in your area already. Where do we put our own?
Can it be like a smaller version? Like, can we do an actual rainforest cafe?
Like a fast, almost like a fast food?
Yeah.
Or like a diner?
Yeah.
Why not?
Like, I want to talk to him. Like, I want to do like a fast, or like you have coffee and stuff, like a rainforest cafe.
How about, that's a good idea. Here's the other thing, too. Like
we start small.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think they own the rights to like us doing a jungle themed restaurant. We could just do that.
We could do our own thing.
Owning a restaurant though seems very intense.
I've already got three. What did I say that was?
Oh man, they made perfect. I have this new idea for a restaurant. So
7, 8, counting the one in Michigan in Auburn Hills. Illinois has 3. I already know that. So that's 11. Minnesota. I know. What? There's no like. It's not all listed out. All right. Fine.
No. That's fine. We learned something new.
The interesting thing. Well, we know Texas. The one has a ride. Oh my God! Texas has four of them.
Well, that's Landry's headquarters.
That's true. That's a big state. Arizona has one in Tempe. Nevada obviously has Las Vegas, and California. So it's not as many as I thought. And California has one in Ontario, California.
Yeah.
Which again, I don't even know where that's at.
It's Southern.
There used to be the one in Anaheim, but
Ontario is, I believe. It's like Southern California desert area, if I remember right.
No, that would make sense, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there's less than I thought, but I guess that's good. It keeps it kind of special. I don't know.
There used to be one in our mall so there's none in Georgia anymore?
There's none in Georgia, so maybe Hotlanta would be a good spot.
We used to have one there, and we definitely had one when I lived in Virginia Beach in Norfolk, Virginia.
But that's gone.
But those are the ones that I think are gone. Like, if you lived like a normal, like not that touristy of a town... Like Virginia Beach would have been, but Norfolk was like, you're going downtown. It was in our like kind of fancy-ish mall.
Mm-hmm.
There was also an awesome Warner Brothers store that I miss.
Still?
No, then back in the 90s.
Yeah, a lot of
the,
yeah, see, those were great.
Warner Brothers store, we get the Rainforest Cafe. Mm-hmm. Go see, like, you know, Attack of the Clones. It was a great time.
The mall where we go to the Rainforest the most up here in Schaumburg had a 3-level Warner Brothers store that was amazing, and it's gone too. It's been gone
with, like,
forever.
Like Superman pushing up the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I gotta find, like,
Gremlins hanging everywhere.
Oh, I gotta find, like, YouTube videos of all of that. Like, I missed that store. It's like, those were the problem is I feel like that for my sons. Like, we used to go to the mall and there was, like, you know, like my stores.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go to Suncoast. I'd go to Warner Brothers, Disney, and a toy store. Or, like, my four stores when I was a kid. Now I feel like our mall doesn't have a toy store. They have, I mean, Hot Topic and Boxed Lunch would be, like, the closest thing for him. And GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
And GameStop is so cramped and weird that it's just.
Mm-hmm.
But I was.
That's what I said. Yeah. I said that to my wife the other day. I said about the mall over there. I'm like, it's kind of a crap mall. There's no toy store. There's no Disney store. she started laughing. She goes, that's how you judge a mall? I'm like, yes.
Right.
I'm like, well, there is box lunch, but that's
stuff
it.
Stuff for children for some reason. Like, I
basically, yeah.
I don't go to malls very much. So if I'm going, it better be for a good reason. And for a while with wrestling stuff, they were bringing me back into the mall for Hot Topic. But now everything is just kind of like, you can find it all online. And
yeah.
No real. It was kind of fun in the moment.
So if we're going to open, if we were to open our own Rainforest franchise, I'm thinking maybe like the Panhandle. There's nothing up there.
Panama City, man. Panama City, I would.
Panama City, Destin, those would be perfect. Maybe even Mobile, somewhere like that.
There's not, and maybe Pigeon Forge?
No. You only got one in Tennessee.
Yeah,
it's by you.
Like Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg? Like that feels
yeah.
I mean, there's every other, you know, kind of resort.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and you got the Margaritaville there, so why not put a Rainforest across the street?
Well, yeah, both Panama City, well, it's weird because Panama City is actually the beach. They both have like this like thing called like the island that's like a whole shopping mm-hmm. district and restaurant. But, God. All right, so we need the capital.
We need to look into this. Who wants to invest in the Foibe
Rainforest? I like the idea of
Rainforest.
A small Rainforest cafe.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the cafe. Just
coffee shop.
Maybe it's just in our own home. And you have to like know where we live to come there.
Mm-hmm.
The
well, I was always inspired by the Badass Coffee Company,
uh-huh.
which also there aren't many left anymore. There was one in Orlando off I Drive somewhere that I actually wandered into before it was even open. But the owner like let me come in and gave me a cup of coffee, and we talked about it. And he's telling me how he's like, yeah, we don't even have to sell a single cup of coffee. It's all about merchandise. But anyway. But it was heavily, for those that don't know, it's a company, it's a coffee shop that started in Hawaii, and it's still there. I've been to the one in Maui, but when they franchised and came over here, like the one, if you go to the original one in Hawaii, it's just like walking into a coffee shop. It's narrow, it's in a strip mall, you know, they sell cigars, they do sell t-shirts and stuff, but it's a coffee shop. They started franchising them over here in the early 2000s. And they were heavily themed out. Like, you had to use their contractors. And, like, you'd walk in and there'd be a big acrylic wave, like the one at City Walk. You can take a picture in front of them. Stuff like that. There was, the whole wall was painted like a beach scene. There was figures and sharks and whatever, you know. And they did. It sold. Half the store was just merchandise. But, yeah, you could also get coffee. But I loved the concept. It was right up my alley. But where I live, I found out someone had tried to open one and they wouldn't approve the name. Like, you can't put that up. We can't have a big sign that says, I mean, which is so, it seems kind of immature because the logo was a donkey. I mean, we know it's a play on the word, but whatever. Yeah, so
they have that down on Broadway now, Kid Rock's place. This is just kind of the new.
Yeah, that's right.
Thing. And that was controversial. That took a while. And they put up the sign yesterday. I mean, it took a while to get approved.
Yeah. I wonder if it's different because it's all one, isn't it all one word for his?
Yeah, but they've actually, it's not on the sign. Now it is just a donkey.
Oh.
It says,
oh, it's just a donkey.
Kid Rock's big donkey.
Oh, I did see that.
But also whatever. Because it is shaped kind of inappropriately.
Is it?
The logo is. It's a guitar.
Oh.
Is it a guitar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it a guitar or is it something else?
Yeah.
Well, he's definitely a class act. But my thought was I would just do a ripoff. I was going to start my own called Coffee Cabana. And you walked in, it would be like all themed out like the beach mm-hmm. and like with like bamboo walls, like a cabana and stuff like that.
Maine has been working on that on our Airbnb. We have a theme. I have to send you some new light fixtures that look like, that look almost like if the tiki birds were also the human torch. I don't know how to say it. Like they're the light. But they're,
okay.
Like I don't know how to describe it. Like they're in like their own little, Like,
you know, well, you got my attention, so that must be the right way to describe it.
Yeah. They don't. They glow, and they're not really like detailed. They're just kind of like a shape of a bird, and they glow. And then they're on the hoops, kind of like from the tiki room. Like they kind of sit on them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, like, yes, I do. Like the little round perches.
Little round perches, but they're light fixtures. So we're doing kind of
awesome.
A lightly themed tiki area. It won't be over the top crazy.
Would it be weird if like you had if like in that in the Airbnb like you literally installed like little animatronic like characters?
I looked into
to,
it.
Like talk to guests.
Just
simple ones.
Would it be weird?
Not a full no. Not yeah. That would be definitely weird if you could actually
live?
Just randomly go live. Well, it would be kind of awesome, but also strange.
At one point, you'd
probably have to have them sign a waiver too. Like,
yeah, just so you know.
Yeah.
We were planning out at one point, and I think we moved on from the theme of like a Wreck-It Ralph arcade room. And we were looking at the guy in Peru that I know that makes, I don't know, but the guy who makes costumes, he had a Wreck-It Ralph that just looked awesome. And I was like, what if we like put him in the corner and somehow could make him do stuff? But it's just the maintenance. Like, I was thinking about that with even the Rainforest Cafe. Like, they got to have a lot of staff. They got to know people who understand the inner workings of animatronics, which is not like, I mean, I guess they did it in Chuck E. Cheese for years, but it's just not very common, I feel like. And with all the hydraulics and all that, it feels like a lot of stuff would go wrong.
But again, this is what scares me is I don't think they don't or they just don't care. Like we've got a jaguar up in the tree that the fur around his neck is completely like pulled away so you can see the gears and stuff when it turns its head. I'm like, can you guys just get a stapler and staple that back together? Just have a little bit of TLC in here.
Yeah, I don't feel like ours is that bad. But also ours was completely flooded almost 10 years ago now, like 8 or 9 years ago in 2011. Yeah. And maybe it was 2009. I don't know. It's been 10 years, I think. And they shut it down. And I honestly, even then, was fully expecting, all right, we're not getting the rainforest back.
It's just gone. Yeah.
Because it just felt like one of those things that wasn't profitable, wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the economy was down. People weren't really coming to Nashville. It wasn't as hot as it is now by any means. And then when they reopened, everything was cleaned up and nice. And the hippo was out there and happy. And now there have been times where the hippo goes away for a little while.
Has it always been a hippo out there?
Has always been a hippo. But it does sometimes disappear and is clearly being worked on or something. But so, yeah, it's not a hippo at your place. It's like an alligator, right?
Yeah, we have an alligator. And our alligator is far less terrifying than the one in Disney Springs. Because I've taken pictures of that thing at night, and it's pretty scary looking. But ours is pretty lame. I mean, I still love it. It's mine, but, you know, I lay claim to it. But now, remind me now, does your rainforest have... I can't believe we're doing a whole show about this place. Does yours have fish or doesn't have fish? Yours has fish. That's right. Yeah, I know, right? I mean, it's ironically, I'm wearing my Free On Your Birthday shirt with the rainforest-like logo, too. So,
do you get anything free on your birthday at Rainforest? I mean, we get like $25 because we're members.
We get $25. That's basically a free meal.
If I just walk in with my kids on their birthday, do they... maybe ice cream or something?
I think they probably will bring you a scoop of ice cream if you said something. Yeah, no, they bring you a cupcake for free. Or you can pay the $15 for the volcano, which is delicious. But
I've definitely done it not on my birthday. I have done the volcano just when the kid's like, please. I'm like, all right, fine.
Mm-hmm. It is good. I mean, it's a little pricey, but it's a good dessert.
Like, okay, kids, you want this or you want to go to Build-A-Bear? Because this is going to be the same price. Right. I'm going to be walking out of here somewhere spending $60.
That's where I say, do you want the sipper or do you want the volcano at the end? And they always go for the sipper. So,
I've done that as well.
Yeah. Mm. Look at us, a couple of skin flints.
Good times.
Anyway, so I think we should just start our own jungle themed restaurant or some kind of themed restaurant.
We'll hire that guy. I went to his website. The guy who started. He's like, please hire me. His website's like all about just like, I'll design your dentist office. I don't care.
Wait, what guy?
The guy who gave me the book.
Oh, Steve. Yeah, Schussler. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's all.
Is that what you were reading last night?
No.
I was going to say.
And started Googling. I was like, where was the first one? And we found out the first Rainforest Cafe was at the Mall of America, which maybe we were trying to plan an event at. Maybe we still will at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe now it's the 25th anniversary. Who wants to meet up in Minnesota? No. How about who wants to meet up in the Nashville location?
And we'll have a 25th. If you really want to be nitpicky and nerdy, The first Rainforest Cafe was in his living room, in his house. He turned his whole house into one.
Weird, lunatic, but it sounds crazy when you read it. It's like an Elvis thing. So he had animatronics in his house.
And real animals, too. He had a giant tortoise and a baboon in his house.
And
birds.
I was reading this stuff. Change its diapers like a bunch of times a day. That part was where he started to lose me. But read it up.
And he had
the eccentric, awesome guy.
And he had DEA agents show up at his door because he had so many grow lights to keep all the plants alive. And they do that, the DEA does that, whatever it is, imaging, so they can see if somebody's growing drugs in their house. And they saw all these grow lights, so they sent a bunch of agents over to his house. And it was just him growing palm trees and stuff.
I mean, I got to give it to this guy because you got the Rainforest Cafe, one of our favorites. You got T-Rex, mm-hmm. not necessarily one of my favorites, but amazing. You walk in, mm-hmm. and then you have the opposite end of the spectrum, which is Boathouse, which is probably my favorite restaurant. And it's not a Landry's; it's just a him.
That's interesting to me that he hasn't sold that one.
Yeah, and I don't know if he sold it, but he's not, but it's not a Landry's restaurant; it's his own.
It's not Landry's
thing. And when you walk in, it's awesome, and it's probably my favorite restaurant. Top five easily, top two probably in Walt Disney World. So I mean, we gotta get this guy like. Maybe we could have a Hall of Fame, like a free on your birthday Hall of Fame, and he's our first inductee.
For sure. I think we could definitely get him on the show. I don't think that would be that hard.
I think we could get his publicist and say, hey, we worship you more than...
Yeah, really.
Definitely more than any other podcast in existence.
You know what I want? I wish we could get... Because I believe they set up, when they're coming up with new concepts, they just build them in their warehouse in Minnesota. And like they do like a mock-up. I'm like... What would be like? See, we got to get in good with this guy to see if there's any possibility of getting a tour of that warehouse.
This is the designer guy.
Yeah, Steve Schussler. It's called Schussler Creative. It's up in Minnesota.
All right. Well, we have some Minnesota people that if we go up to the Mall of America, that would be our whiskey weekend. Like they're doing, like they're going, like do special like events at all these like high end whiskey places. We were like, we got a private tour of the Schussler Creative warehouse.
Oh yeah.
I mean, me and you would I don't know if anyone else would, but I would be all
in. This would be our whiskey weekend. We have to do it. It would have to be in Minnesota. We'd have to do it at Mall of America. I mean, we keep saying we wish we had a thing, and I feel like this is becoming our thing whether we want it to.
Rainforest Cafe?
We talk about it every week now. We literally talked about it last week.
I know. It's just so much fun. No, I have no one else to talk to about themed restaurants.
I know. We love it. That's true. I loved all themed dining. If you could tell me about some other, like you talked about Ninja. Yeah. I've never been, I've always wanted to go to Jekyll and Hyde in New York.
I've done that.
The one time I went to New York, we were with friends and the one was like, it's for kids. We're not going there. We're not wasting our time. I'm like, what do you mean? Of course we're going to go if it's for kids.
Jekyll and Hyde, I had a pretty mixed experience. It was, the show part's fun. The set design and everything I like a lot. The food is like atrociously bad, or maybe not.
Is it really?
That's way too hardcore. The food is very mediocre. It's tourist food. Times Square tourist food. It's probably not that far off. But we also had a really weird waiter because they're in character, but sometimes it just doesn't work. And he was like also our waiter, but he was also in the show, so it took a while. And I don't know. I retract my statement of the food was bad. I don't really remember. I just remember leaving being like, that wasn't as fun as I was hoping it to be. It was still really, well done. But even, the Magic Castle, that's why I love the Magic Castle. It's, it's essentially a themed restaurant at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It is, an amazing bar and amazing magic. Mm-hmm. And it's Hollywood legends and royalty, have been there.
And there's the privacy angle, so you feel like you're part of a club, even though anybody can join.
Not anymore.
Really?
No, it's
you have to be sponsored
right
in or something?
Right now, if you are not a magician, you cannot join.
I did not know that.
I got in during the quiet times when you could go. Now, it's so busy because of Neil Patrick Harris and everything that came into attention to the castle.
That makes sense.
They've closed off associates. I think you get on a wait list if one of us drops off. Mm-hmm. And then to be a magician, you have to go through rigorous approval to get membership. So, trust me, my requests have gone a lot higher recently from people who just hear, hey, you have a membership, can I get in? People I haven't talked to in a decade who are like, hey, and of course I do. If you want to go, guys, by the way, you should go and tell me, I'll hook you up.
Yeah, it's amazing. Did you know that Schussler Creative also created the Hot Dog Hall of Fame?
I looked at night, which is it still even in business?
Oh, you already know that. There's one at City Walk.
Oh, that's right.
That's absolutely in business. That's why I brought it up.
Are all dead.
Well, this site hasn't been updated since 2014.
Okay,
I'm looking right now.
That one, like whatever the link that is, doesn't work. And then there's also a link to what's another one that's on there? There's another like.
They even had mascots: Molly Mustard, Hank the Frank, and Churly, which is a dog. Char, like charred, chardogly, Charlie. I get it.
Charlie.
So let's see. Charlie says Sorcerer's Kitchen. I don't see. These are all the concepts. It doesn't mean they ever actually got open.
There was another
though,
one that was open. I was like, "That's fun." I clicked on it. It was like, "Burn," and it didn't work. I forget what it was.
Sorcerer's Kitchen, School of Wizardry, Food, and Magic. That's interesting.
I wonder why that didn't make it. I have a feeling that may have just been a
Yak and Yeti.
That would have been
Green Acres.
Green Acres Galaxy, one's still there.
Is it Galaxy Drive-In?
That's the one that's not there.
Aliens, humans, and all of our four-legged friends, welcome. Okay. Actually, you're right. It looks like it don't. I remember this is a place he opened in, it's up in Minnesota. I remember when it opened, actually. Green Acres. Did the Orange County Choppers place, I wonder if that ever actually got opened.
Yeah, I
did. Let's see. Where is it? Why is this not moving? Because you got to go through this banner thing
at
the bottom.
They have the best chopper salad.
What? Is that really?
That was the worst. It's like a chop salad.
I wouldn't be surprised. They're all missing the plug-in, too. Let's see. Backfire Barbecue. It has a website. Let's see if it links. That's a no. The domain is for sale, though, if you want to buy backfirebarbecue.com.
So, I mean, Rainforest Cafe, number one. And after that, T-Rex, a boathouse. But those are three pretty big.
This was an existing place. There's a picture of the building and everything. So that just didn't take off, I guess. I wonder where it... Doesn't say where it was. Maybe when the Pauls had their falling out. Paul Jr. and Paul Sr.
I like the idea of opening one of these places and just, I mean, I don't like the idea, but I just feel like there are a lot of these ones, especially like in Vegas and stuff, that like show up for like a day.
Yeah.
And they're just gone. And then it's like, what happened to all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. If you go to event photos, there's pictures of him at the opening of the OCC place.
Like,
with
of all the clothes, Planet Hollywood's, where's all that stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. Do they have to? Yeah, I wonder if they have to give it back or what? They even made a bike. They made a motorcycle for the opening. It looks like a Cadillac.
Hard Rock used to have a museum in Orlando called the Hard Rock Vault that was awesome. It's actually where Titanic is now on iDrive. And I applied to work there maybe once when I was a teenager. And it was really cool. Like, and what they had is like all the, like some of the top stuff and then some of the excess. You could go through kind of all their old stuff and none of it was in any sort of protective casing. So like there was like Michael Jackson's, one of his Thriller jackets or whatever, and you could touch it.
Jeez.
Or like there was, Jim Morrison's beaded vest and it was all out like, it was cool. It was all out and about. Like, they'd walk you through this sort of tour. And then it would end with, like, this weird, almost a church to Elvis with big stained glass windows of Elvis that I believe were in the Universal, the original Hard Rock at Universal. As you remember, the original one wasn't at City Walk. It was actually kind of backstage almost now. But at the time, there was no City Walk, so they didn't have it there. And that building...
You mean the one that's still there?
I think it's still there, yeah.
Where Hard Rock Live is?
No. No, there was another Hard Rock. In the building, when I worked there, was still there, but it was abandoned, and I think they put offices in it. It may be gone now. It was kind of like a... Because it used to be, like when you went to Universal Studios, you just walked up to the door. Like, there was no City Walk or anything. Where City Walk was a parking lot.
Oh, sure.
And then off to the side was their Hard Rock Cafe, which was this big freestanding building. I'm trying to see if there's any pictures of it, but I feel like they had this sort of mausoleum or monument or whatever to to Elvis that was a little odd. I'm trying to find the original. I'm sure there's photos online, right?
They were at one time working on a concept for a Puff the Magic Dragon restaurant, but there's no details. It's a shame.
I don't know if that's a current brand. It's really that's not bringing in the kids.
I wonder if you have to get permission to even use that, because who would you even get it from?
Yeah, I don't know the originator of Puff.
I know that Peter, Paul, and Mary did a song about it, but I don't know that.
Was that first?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah. You can hire them as a consult. What if we hire them to consult us on our own concept that rips off theirs?
He's wanting to work. Yeah. Like, it's like, you got a dentist office? I'll come in. It's like, maybe you should have him design our podcast studio.
But he does have, I've looked at this before, and he's got like real strict, like you've got to have this, this, and this. Oh, real estate criteria. I guess that's something different. Is that you? Let's see. Oh, that's the one that used to be at Universal?
Yeah, I think technically it's still there.
Sitting on a guitar?
I never realized it was a guitar until right now. And I've looked at this video 100 times.
You've got to be kidding me. Yeah, and a record. Well, it's a guitar and a record.
You wouldn't see it from that angle when you're a kid. It was just...
Well, of course not. But you could drive under it, though?
Yeah, I think it like crossed the main road there. I mean,
it certainly doesn't look like that anymore.
It probably closed in the 90s. It closed whenever City Walk opened, so, you know, in the late 90s.
So, looking for, says Creative Attractions is actively looking for exceptional projects and outstanding, well, that's us, and outstanding locations. Well, we don't have that. So, you have to have a location before they'll even work with you, apparently.
Ooh, this is breaking news.
What's that?
James Gunn rehired to direct Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Get out of here, really?
Yay.
Man, that was very smart of them, I think.
That deadline has just confirmed with Marvel and with Gunn's representatives that filmmaker will indeed return to direct Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 after they fired him last July. That is, for us Guardians fans, he said horrible things. I understand Disney was put in a very bad spot, and I don't know what I would have done if I was them either. But
right.
Take someone's personal life out of it, that's great for the franchise.
Yep.
So. I'm excited.
But I wonder how that's going to work because he's also supposed to be directing Suicide Squad 2.
I wonder if I could see that no longer happening.
I would imagine that. Not, I mean, I don't know why anyone would even care, but
exactly.
I mean, he would be the only reason I'd be interested in seeing Suicide Squad 2.
Oh,
after
I would have probably gone. Speaking of Suicide Squad and Will Smith, the Aladdin trailer finally dropped. And then we got to wrap up. I'm going to get out of here. But full-length Aladdin trailer. I think this was like a million times better than anything they've put out so far.
Oh, for sure. I definitely think it's better than anything else we've seen
yeah.
for that movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I mean. Like compared, I feel like the first two teasers were kind of weak. And then this one, I love. It looks beautiful. It looks a little Attack of the Clonesy, but second time we're going to say Attack of the Clonesy in this show. But it has, that's my new saying. It does have though, I like that I do kind of like that they even spoil it for someone. But like, here's every moment you've wanted to see. Like, they didn't, like, I feel like with Beauty and the Beast, maybe that's what was holding it back. It's like, we didn't really see that much of, like, Be Our Guest or any of that before. This is like, here's the highlights in the trailer. You're going to love it. And I think he did a really good job. We talked about this last week, didn't we?
Right at the very end, we briefly talked because I said, I never went back to look and see, but there's that part where he says,
it's not.
If make you print. Oh, you looked? Okay.
I've watched that trailer. My kids have watched it on repeat.
All right.
It is clear.
Well, then they missed an opportunity.
No, it's just some random prints.
So. Dang.
All right. Well, we got to wrap up.
All right.
Be kind. Be good. What did they say at a old Rainforest Cafe? What's their slogan? Wild Eats.
A wild place to eat.
I don't think that's
and we're right. We're a wild podcast.
Wild
it says
place,
on my shirt.
Yeah, wild place to podcast. Mm-hmm. Or what's something like Hard Rocks is like be kind, be good to rock on or something.
What is? Yeah. What is there? Now it's gonna drive me crazy. I gotta look. Hold on.
Hold.
What would you call that? A motto? Love all, serve all.
There you go.
Oh, then they have no one says. But then their team supports the motto, take time to be kind.
Yeah, I think love all, serve all is what I'm thinking.
But I've seen love all, serve all, like, on their signs
and
stuff.
We need to just, like, we need to just find, like, the sayings and theme restaurants, and that's just how the show
goes. There you go. That's a good one.
All right. Love all,
in the words of Hard Rock Cafe, love all, serve all, be excellent to each other.
Talk to you next time.
All right. Bye, guys.